Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Here's an email from Caroline, and she's hoping that someone listening to the show this evening might be able to give her some advice or even share their own experience with her if they have been or maybe are in a similar situation to the one that's really getting in on her at the moment. Caroline writes, I'm hoping you might be able to help me. I find myself in a horrible situation and it's tearing me apart to the point where I can't sleep, I can't concentrate, and I'm even having nightmares. My 14-year-old son told me 2 months ago that he's gay. I was so glad he told me, as I had a feeling that he was, but I didn't want to approach him and ask him. And he always talks to me whenever he needs advice at the time he needs it. I promised him that everything would be okay and that we would both keep it a secret between ourselves until he felt ready to tell other members of the family. And that is what's causing me nightmares. My son's father, my husband, although I use the word loosely as we haven't really been a united couple for many years, hates gay people. He makes it very obvious in conversations he would have that he believes they are sick and mentally disturbed. The words he uses and the way he says them terrifies me. He has said it a few times over family dinners that if any of his children came home and told him they were gay, he would kick them out, never let them back in, and never have any further contact with them. All three of my sons hate their father and often wish he was dead. He has no idea of this. I have to be honest, it's something I've often wished for myself. He's an animal, and I have no idea what I saw in him that ended up as a marriage. To be honest, I stay for the children, and I've promised that as soon as they are through college and working, I'm out of this place. But that's still a long way away, and I fear now for my youngest son. His two older brothers both have an idea that he might be gay, but thankfully they have been so supportive to him, as he has always been a shy boy who finds it difficult to be around people. He hates school, and his father has warned him that he expects top marks in his junior cert exams next year. I'm terrified that he might try to hurt himself if his father gets any idea that he's gay. If his father finds out and tries to throw him out of our home, he will have his two eldest sons and me to get through before he can lay a finger on my youngest. He's aware what his father thinks of gay people, and he's absolutely terrified. I've also given him a promise that if his father was to throw him out, he'd be throwing me out with him. I will never abandon him because he is my flesh and blood, and I love him with my life. I've never written to a radio show before, but I've listened for a long time and know there may be many sympathetic people out there who listen in, who hopefully might be able to offer me some advice or point me in the right direction, because right now I have none and I need help. Sincerely, Caroline. Can you help? Can you advise? Have you been in a situation similar to that? Let us know. 087-188-0008. Harry is on the line. Evening to you, Harry.
Hi, how you doing, Gar?
It just breaks my heart when I read something like this. I really thought we had moved on, but clearly there are situations like this that I'm sure are destroying many people's lives.
Well, I come from an age, I'm 59 now, and I remember my eldest brother is gay, but ended up getting married. We just gone back 40 years ago, you know, ended up getting married and all that, and two lovely daughters and everything else. But I knew he was gay from the start, and he kept annoying it because he was terrified of my father. I mean, terrified him. And my father was a good man, and don't get me wrong, my father wasn't like that fucker there. He wouldn't have been, you know, threatening his life around. But my father was just, see, back then, you see, you had to remember, my father wouldn't have understood that. He wouldn't have, and there's no way. And my brother was terrified. But I said to him, I said, I knew what he believed, even when he was getting married, I said, you're okay, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah.
But he was like, because it was the thing to be done, you know? It was get married, have kids, and, you know? But I knew he wasn't into it. And I said to him, but he just hadn't got the balls. He hadn't got the balls to stand up, you know? Especially back then, you know? There wasn't many gay people around.
Why did he get married, Harry?
Because that was the thing. That was the way, you know, that was expected of people, you know? You get married, have kids, you're working in a job, you're doing this, you know? And I can't explain it myself. I mean, I even said to him, I mean, I remember the day he was getting married. I said, you're gay, where are you getting married? And he did, he got married. And but I knew he was gay. He said, I'm not gay. I knew he was, you know? You know? But he just, he was trying to find his father. I didn't understand what that lady is saying there, you know? That about. But I don't understand the threatening part of it, you know?
And when he got married, Harry, did it all, did the conversation about being gay stop then?
With me and him, no.
No. So he was, he continued to talk to you about the
He didn't even talk. See, after that, he didn't even talk to me. And that was, after about 4 years into the marriage, he just disappeared. Came back about 12 years later.
Right.
You know? Now, he's got a great relationship with his two children.
Okay, so that was the end of the marriage then?
Yeah, of course, because it was all false.
Yeah.
You know?
And where did he go for the 12 years?
I haven't got a fucking clue. Spain, well, I don't know. He went, you know, he went all this, I don't know, where, you know. But I never asked him. I didn't go into it because I was even angry with him because of what the way he just went off, you know.
Yeah.
I was angry with him. I didn't talk to him for a long time after.
And did his did his wife ever have a chat with you?
No, not really, you know. Not about that, no. You know. Because it was, it's kind of hard to explain, you know, especially on the radio, you know. But, no, she didn't. Because she was, I think she felt, you know.
Let down. That, yeah.
Yeah, that he just done it, you know, that she was she was just up there to be, you know, for a reason, you know.
What advice would you give Caroline?
About the father being threatened and all that?
Yeah.
Well, then, in this, I'm going back 40 years ago, like, you know, 40 years ago. But I mean, now, get fucking rid and tell it, you know. Your kids are more important than us. I've got a son, he's the same age, 14, 15 this year, next month. And if he tells me he's gay, he's gay.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't bother me at all. I couldn't give a shit. I mean, he's still my son. I love him to bits, you know. I mean, and don't get me wrong now, I'm not into all this LGBG, all this HGTV and fucking RGEK, boy, you know. But not at all them gobshites who, you know. And don't get me wrong, they are gobshites, right? If you're gay, you're gay. If you're going on about your LGBG, all this, I don't understand all that. It goes in the alphabet. I mean, it goes on my head. Maybe I'm just stupid. I don't know. Right. But I mean.
Yeah, well, the thing is that if your son was gay, he'd probably get a lot of support from people in the LGBTQ plus community. So
listen, I know gay people even now, and they're gay. And when they hear all that shit, they say to me, see, that drives them mad. They say, that drives me mad.
Why does it drive them mad?
Because you've got so many people going out there. And they're dramatising the whole thing. They're, you know, oh, I'm LGBT. You've got girls going around, you know, Shane said, and 5 years later, they're married with kids. These are people that are just putting on a fucking, sorry for swearing, putting on a show for what? You know, because it's all flags now and the Garda cars are covered in pink and blah, 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 you know. I mean, I know gay people that are gay.
Yeah.
And they don't go for all that HGLG, whatever they call it, I don't know, HGTV, LGBT, RTE, whatever the fuck they're called.
They're all television channels.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I don't know what they're called.
Harry, great to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Well, go on, good luck.
Good luck, thank you. Hiya, Lily.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
I'm not too bad, no. Can't complain.
Lovely to hear about that. Tell me, how do you feel about Caroline's email?
I just feel so sorry for the girl because she's feeling for her brother, like, and
her son, yeah.
Her son. Oh yeah, my God, it's crazy I'm a deserted wife. I have six kids, and my kids when they were teenagers and that, blah, blah, blah. One of my sons, my oldest son, came to me one night and he said, "Ma'am, I have something to tell you." And I said, "Okay, son, please tell me you're not on drugs. Please tell me you haven't cancer. Please tell me you didn't beat someone up or you didn't take something that didn't belong to you. Anything else, I will be able to accept. So he said, ma'am, he said, I'm gay. He was 19. And I said, James, I'm your mother and I don't know what I am. I hugged him. I said, good for you.
Wow, wonderful.
I'm going back 21 years ago. But his dad, who left us, was told about 5 or 6 years after, and he went berserk. But I said to my son, I said, don't mind him going berserk. He wasn't here to talk to you. He wasn't here to hear what you had to say. You don't owe him any explanation whatsoever. I said, when you go out and you meet someone, you bring them here. They're welcome here, and they can stay. I said, if there's no point in asking me, I said, about what you do or anything like that. I said, because I'm old fashioned. I'm 64 now. But I said, James, I'm so proud of you. I said, I'm so proud that, and I'm so grateful that you told me. I'm so grateful, I said, and I'm so proud of you. I said, sure. I said, sometimes when I was your age, I didn't know half the times what I was, whether I liked women or men or blah, blah, blah. So he was delighted. He got on great. He met one and this one and brought them to meet them. And I treated them as like I treated all my daughters and sons, girlfriends and boyfriends. That's it. But I feel so sorry for that girl, Carla, and poor Harry there saying about his brother. His poor brother got married, like, and years ago there were people who were married and they discovered they were gay. What? It's fine. Now, there is things I don't understand. I don't understand gender lick or something, they and them.
Transgender, yeah.
But I do respect the LBG and all that. I respect all that, but I'm not educated enough on things like that. But my son is happy out. His brothers are treating lovely. They get on great. My other two sons had girlfriends. But the daddy thing, this father thing, I just can't understand why some dads are desperate about that. Sometimes I think that maybe dads, old-fashioned dads, were not sure of their own sexuality. And maybe some of these dads that say, you're not gay, that's it, you couldn't be. Like, maybe they had a problem when they were young, that they thought that they were gay themselves, but they had no way, they couldn't express or tell anybody about it. And then they might have brought it into their marriage with their kids. And when the kids come up and say, dad, I'm gay, they might be resentful. I shouldn't be saying that, because that mightn't be true.
That's a fascinating point, because I know that back in the day, as they say here in Ireland, that kind of means millions of days, there would have been many, many, many men who knew they were gay, but they just couldn't bring themselves to tell anybody because they were terrified of the reaction. And as like as Harry said earlier on there, the given was to go and get married. You know, you reach that age where people start talking about you if you weren't married, if you didn't have a girlfriend. And so...
Exactly.
Yeah. Lily, stay there because Bernie's on the line. Hi, Bernie.
Hi, Gareth. How are you? Very welcome to the night time.
Thanks a million. Yeah, no, I'm kind of... I've adjusted the seat nicely now and a nice cup of tea here that I made during the news there. Not that, of course, I wanted to miss the news or anything, but... no, it's lovely. It's great to be here and I'm really enjoying it, and it's lovely to know that so many people are as well.
I went to see the couple, the guy coming out today, Gareth, Niall, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
I was very impressed and I was so delighted to finally meet him.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know I'm going off tangent, but he was actually really good.
I wanted to go along just to kind of, you know, show my support generally as a friend and that and as a colleague, but I didn't want to, because obviously you'll get people jumping on the bandwagon and saying, oh, look at him, he's supporting him. He's supporting his policies and his agenda, which somebody already said today. But
His wife is amazing, Karen.
She's
beautiful, and he was absolutely gorgeous. It's the first time I met him, and he was a dote. And I'm so proud of him. I really am.
Well, actually, said to him before he left last night. I said, you know that in your house, Niall, there's only room for one ego, and it's not yours. And Karen agreed with me.
She's so cute.
Anyway, listen, I love Lily's take on this because it's so true. There were so many men back then who couldn't tell anyone they were gay, so they went through it and got married. And then, you know, years later, when the whole thing fell apart and it was perfectly okay to tell people that you were gay, marriages broke up. And often the men involved were more miserable than they'd ever been before in their lives. It's such a tragedy. And this was why, I think, as I was saying to Lily, in relation to Caroline's email, it's sad that we're still at a stage in life where there are fathers like that who lay down the law about sexuality and, you know, you're either straight or I don't want to know you.
It's very sad.
It is very sad, and I was very impressed with what you said. I'm slightly older than you again, and I know back in my day, I had no idea of what homosexuality, never even heard the word. And, you know, you thought you were, I never heard it discussed in my whole life. And it wasn't until, I suppose, nearly to the HIV came out and we began to get more aware of all these things and we heard more from America. And then realised that so many people that we were very friendly with may have been gay. We realised that there was, you know, and they had to hide it so terrible, you know, it was awful that we, and they couldn't tell anyone. And some people committed, I mean, if my children came to me today and told me they were gay, I would rather that than and them telling me they had cancer or that they had murdered somebody or that, you know, they'd killed somebody, you know, or they'd killed themselves because they couldn't tell anybody. Like, honest to God, there are no different, there is nothing different. They're still my child, always going to be my child. I am proud. I don't care what they tell me, so long as it's they're happy. Like, it is very hard to be, you know, it's hard. We saw it's a hard life and it can be a lonely life trying to meet a partner as a heterosexual. Never mind trying to be as a homosexual person. It must be really hard to find a person, you know.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the roadmap. I have no idea. We all fancied boys and girls in our time. Do you know what I mean? When we were teenagers. But there was no roadmap for us back then of if you were gay. How did you go about it? There was nothing.
Did you see the documentary on Vincent Hanley?
No, and Vincent was an absolute gentleman. I didn't know about him. No, I didn't. Sorry, Gareth.
Yeah, Bill Hughes, his friend. Bill produced and put together this incredible documentary about Vincent Hanley. I mean, Vincent was probably one of the greatest radio personalities that we had back in, you know, the 80s. And it's such a shame that that was a period when people who were gay were demonised if they dared say a word about it. But Vincent managed to hide it. And the only way he could actually express his sexuality was by going to New York or going to London. Lily, when your son came to you all those years ago, and it's about 20 years ago, is it?
It's about 20 years ago, yes, indeed. Yes,
yeah.
Gareth. Sorry I didn't welcome you there.
Not at all. You did. Yeah. And it's great to chat to you. I'm talking to Bernie as well. I'm just thinking, did it when he said it to you, sometimes mothers particularly with their intuition, they've often said to me, I knew exactly what he was going to say before he said it. Did you have that moment?
No, I actually didn't, because I have five other kids and I was alone. I was kind of under a lot of pressure because I was on my own and I didn't really. But I was so relieved that he didn't say I've cancer, I'm on drugs, I killed somebody, I took something, I got into a fight, because to me, I was overwhelmed when he told me, when he actually told me, and he brought me into the room. He said, I've something, you know, he was making a bigger deal, but I hugged him and I said, James, I'm so proud of you. I said, I'm so proud of you. And his dad, as that poor girl, Caroline, about her son, well, if that were me, I would actually leave.
Yeah.
I'd leave with my son. I'd tell him to just leave.
Yeah. I think the reason she says they haven't is because she can't afford to leave and she's nowhere to go.
The poor thing. But this boy is only 14 years of age and he's not liking school. He's really worried. He's worried about his dad because no father has a right to say something like that to his wife or his partner in whatever case. Like that's like bullying.
Yeah.
It's like bullying. He's bullying the wife and he's telling her that if any of them come home and like, what is this problem? I met this person. I worked in a psychiatric hospital. I wasn't a nurse. I was just a helper, just going around giving meals out. And I met this young guy. He was about 15, and he was just there in the room, and he was just sitting down. I said, "Hello, how are you?" Because I'm like that, and mothers do that. How are you? Are you okay? And are you here? Or have you got someone coming to see you? He said, "Can I tell you something?" I said, "You can tell me anything you want. I don't mind what you tell me." And he said, "I'm interested in guys." And he said, "When I told my parents, I'm going back about 42 years ago. I just had a 3-month-old baby at the time."
Yeah.
He said, "When I told my parents, they got the priest, and they organised for me to go into this psychiatric hospital. And I've been here for 3 or 4 weeks, and nobody will listen." And I said to him, "Okay," I said, "You tell your doctor, when the doctor comes around, you tell him. Don't be afraid to tell. Don't never be afraid to tell anything, because when you tell somebody, they will actually help you." I said, "You're going to be fine." And I said, "Don't be thinking about taking your life." He said, "You can't take your life." I said, "Because you have a lot of living to do, and you're going to go out there and I want to meet you again in about 3 years' time. I want you to promise me that you'll contact me and we'll meet up and let me know how you got on." He told a young doctor in that program, and the doctor got help from him and they sorted it out for him. But he did go home, but I did hear that he just went to England and he met somebody, and someone told me that he was doing fine. He went to England, met some guy, and he's about what now? I'd say he'd be about maybe 70 or near wow. enough. And he got on fine, but he did mention that I said, I've no control over telling you what to do, but I'm just telling you, please don't be afraid to ever tell anything.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. I said, "You're a lovely young lad." I said, "You have your whole life ahead of you." And he said, "Thanks very much." I gave him a hug and I said, "I'm going to go down and bring you up a nice cup of tea now and a cigarette." And
what a great story. You're inspiring, Lily. I don't know whether anyone's ever told you that, but I'm telling you now. That's a fantastic story. You really are. You're inspiring.
Aww.
I've got Jake on the line. How are you doing, Jake?
Garrett, how's it going?
Not
welcome,
too bad.
By the way.
Oh, thanks a million. What do you think what do you think of the email, Jake?
I kind of grew up with a father similar. Now, myself, I'm not gay. I have a young daughter there, but for my father's age, he was very old fashioned in a sense. And in his, like I say, later years, because Dad was 46 when he passed away. By the time Dad kind of came to his early 40s, he kind of started moving with the times a little bit more. And kind of started to be like, bring up people are what they are and they can be whoever they want to be happy. And it got to a stage where it was like, "Oh, if you can't, I'd rather you come home and tell me you were gay than say you had cancer."
Yeah.
And that kind of made me feel like, right, there's a little bit more hope and that he's accepting to the environment of the way the world is going. But this father seriously needs to realise there's more to being a father than completely disowning his child if he's gay. Mm. Like, I have a 3-year-old daughter, And she came home to me when she was in school and said, look, I think I like girls. Right, okay, we'll look into it. We'll see how you actually feel. And to be honest, I've heard people say before, it could be just a phase. It could be. There was a stage in myself where I thought I liked lads and met my partner and realised, no, I don't.
I think that's quite common. It's just people won't admit to it, though. I mean, go ahead.
But I think by curiosity is a normal thing in anyone. And I think people who don't say that there was a point in their life where it was like, well, am I? It's kind of like, I don't think you've experienced a whole lifestyle, like, you know. And, like, look, like that, I'm supportive of anyone, man, woman, non-binary, whatever you want to be. I don't care, like, you know, like, at the end of the day, don't shove it in my face. I don't want to see a straight couple down the street absolutely snogging the face off each other. I don't want to see a gay couple down the street doing the same thing. You know what I mean?
So PDAs aren't your thing then, public displays of affection?
Not really. And I was always like that. I was always like that. Even my own relationship, like, my partner nearly got shocked when I hold her hand walking down the street. You know what I mean?
What are you about to tell me?
Yeah, what did you do wrong, kind of thing.
Jake, can I just go back to something you said there a minute ago? And it's very rare that you hear that, but it's not rare as such, because I know particularly, you know, adolescence, it's the weirdest, most horrible time in particularly a fella's life.
Yeah,
it's just ugly. Those years, you know, where you're not a kid and no one regards you as an adult, and you just kind of feel bleh. And
well, look, I'll delve into something a little bit deeper here as well.
Yeah,
I'm 24, right? And personally, like I said, I don't have issue with people being what they want to be and stuff like that. Now, me myself, I was assaulted by a gay man about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a while, it changed my perspective. I kind of had more of a fear. I wasn't against them, but I had a fear. I still supported people for being who they wanted to be and publicly letting people know what they are and who they want to be. And it that kind of threw me off. It kind of took a lot of faith away from people. It nearly made me feel like people were taking advantage of what they are. And I've kind of come to terms with myself lately, like, not everyone's like that. And it's a case where some of the most decent people I've met in my life are people who are either gay, lesbian, bi, whatever.
Yeah.
And that was just something, it was a freak incident that obviously shouldn't have happened, but unfortunately did.
I can understand where you're coming from, because I think most gay people and they've come through that period in their lives where they're in no person's land. They remind me of that that Christmas ad for what's the big store there in England? I can't remember. It doesn't matter really, but the little man on the moon, you know, and he's sitting there looking up at the earth through a telescope. And I sometimes think people who haven't been able to tell other people about the real sense of sexuality that they feel, their true essence, what they want to be, because that's what they are, that they fight through this awful period of a kind of a limbo. And when they come through the other side, they've lost a lot of the sarcasm and the cynicism that goes with normal sexuality, you know, I'm a man, I'm a woman. Whereas for a long time, they weren't able to find an ability to say to people, well, this is what I am. So I think they do. They have a, how can I put it? They have a greater respect for other people's feelings.
Yeah. Like, now, in saying, I completely get what you're saying here, but with this day and age, compared to how you said earlier, the olden days and stuff like that, there's a lot more of an accepting community out there, you know?
Mm.
Like, back youngs ago, like, people would have, like, it wasn't uncommon for gay men to become priests.
Yeah.
And that became evident, obviously, in later years and stuff like that as well. But it's getting to a point now where it's like the communities that are around, the supports that are around, you're more likely to find someone who's going to support you than someone who's not. And unfortunately, that wasn't around for some people many moons ago. But Ireland's adapting. And I think people need to realise Ireland's adapting. And that father needs to realise Ireland's adapting. Grow with the times.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Jake, it's not that long ago since school teachers weren't able to talk about their sexuality. You know, I remember reading, there was a story there where one particular school teacher, he wasn't able to tell his class that he was gay, even though he knew they suspected that he was. He had to put up this sort of this fake life that he had a girlfriend and that he was taking her out on a Friday night, whereas in fact he was actually taking his boyfriend out.
But it's so wrong. And like, it's a case, like I said, I'm only 24. When I was going to school, we were kind of learning about the birds and the bees and the bees and the bees and the birds and the birds. And, you know, it's more than just man and woman anymore. It's like learning its safe aspects from every aspect, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's something that needs to be taught. Now, obviously within consideration, you know, but there needs to be a stigma needs to be taken away. The same as men's mental health. The stigma needs to be taken away from people coming out as gay. And the stigma of men's mental health.
Yeah,
you know,
as you just said there. I mean, the reason a lot of men, young men, became priests was because it was an effort to hide their sexuality, and they felt safer with other men because they also had that inkling that, well, there are a lot of other gay priests as well, so I can hide behind this instead of having to actually live a different life and eventually have to come out. But yet,
like, more or less, the priesthood was the LGBT community of whatever decades and stuff, you know?
Yes, it was, and it wasn't that long ago. It was very much that way in the 1980s.
No, it would have been the 70s.
It's
70s. 70s, 80s.
Yes, Bernie, you're absolutely right. And it kind of, I think more and more priests began to, well, more and more priests left the priesthood because even though it wasn't made public, the whole sexuality thing was becoming more acceptable, and they were finding that, oh great, I can get out of this fake life because I've actually met someone. You know,
they did move away. A lot of them moved to other countries to once they came out of the priesthood.
Yeah,
and you might have heard years later that they were actually gay, but we didn't know. I mean, honest to God, I feel so ignorant. I didn't even know the word gay when I was 13, 14, 15. Had no idea, never heard of it in my life.
Hmm.
I did know that the people who were different were beaten up and, you know, they were left for dead. And I didn't even know why they were different. Like, you know, and that's what used to happen.
Bernie, to use a prime example of saying, like, you didn't know they were gay, how many people would have thought Philip Schofield was gay? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm so happy the way it's beginning to see where people can actually be themselves. Now, I have issues personally myself with all the LG things. I have no idea about it. I'm completely ignorant in that department. But as regards gay and lesbian, I have no issue with it at all. But again, it took me mature into my age to actually realise that we're all human beings making our way through life. And we all have to be here to help each other. And that's what we are. And sure, I think it is absolutely, we're beginning to turn away to be human, be really human beings and helping ourselves and helping each other. That's what we're meant to be doing. Not judging like we were all judged at one point in our lives.
Yeah, but Jake, I think Bernie and Lily's still there as well. Is the elephant in the room here, is that the Catholic Church? Is this because we're moving further away from the Catholic Church, so we're able to move closer and closer to the fact of different sexualities?
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I was brought up in a very strict, I mean, mass twice, you know, and rosaries and fidelities and, you know, cleaning the church and singing in the choirs and bringing your brothers to the altar boys and all that kind of crack. So it was complete. And I'm beginning to realize that there is the universe is different. It's a bigger picture now, and it's up to us to investigate and see. I mean, I don't get me wrong, I still believe there's a fantastic human being up there, a super being up there, and I do have that, and I still would go to my faith just because it's been in bone to me, but I don't see it in the way I used to see it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I think that's the same about a lot of people. Yeah. I think a lot of people are now saying that the Catholic Church, that no church has the right to claim any one's particular... No church has the right to say that we are the one true faith.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, you can even see Pope Francis is learning to accept it. He's allowing the religion to accept the gay community as well. And it's merely making more people want to rejoin the Catholic community.
My fear for Pope Francis is that obviously his health is ailing, and my long-term fear would be that the people waiting in the wings are not as hospitable and as charitable and as humane as he is.
Very true as well, yeah.
But I think what people are beginning to be realising, and Gareth, my thing is, we're all beginning to realise and open up now. There's so much happening in the world now. You know, we see now that the AI, that stuff, all that stuff is coming through. We have to make decisions ourselves. We are the human, we are driving our own life.
Yeah.
And we're beginning to wake up. We weren't awake. I don't think I was awake until I was in the 90s. You know, even then I'd be suspicious I wasn't awake at all. And we just got on with life. It was hard. So we just were told this is the way it is. You take your cross in life and you run with it. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like we've got away from the crosses now.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.